some losses in the news today. Lemmy Kilmister, leader of the influential heavy metal group Motorhead, died at 70. On Facebook, bandmates said, please play Motorhead and play it loud. Also of note, cinematographer Haskell Wexler, who captured that chant of real protesters at the 1968 National Democratic Convention in his landmark fiction film Medium Cool, which mixed real footage with scripted dialogue. He also received two Academy Awards for his work on Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and Bound for Glory, the story of Woody Guthrie. Well, as Arthur Miller wrote in Death of a Salesman, attention must be paid. So let's take a moment to note other lives lost in 2015.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Irish-American actress Maureen O'Hara died at 95. She starred in the Christmas classic Miracle on 34th Street in 1947. Her 2004 autobiography, Tis Herself, became a New York Times bestseller, but she's best known for her work with John Wayne. In The Quiet Man, Wayne has just kissed her in this scene. She responds with a slap to his face.
A bold one you are. And who gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
Yes, I can. I will and I do. And it's more than talk you'll be getting if you step a step closer to me.
Don't worry. You got a wallop.
You'll get over it, I'm thinking.
Well, some things a man doesn't get over so easy.
Egyptian actor Omar Sharif also died this year at 83. His films included Dr. Zhivago, Funny Girl, and the David Lean epic Lawrence of Arabia, the story of the real British military officer T.E. Lawrence, stationed on the Arabian Peninsula during World War I.
And Sharif has the greatest entrance in movie history in Lawrence of Arabia, starting as a little dot on the horizon.
He comes forward and plays an Arab ally to Peter O'Toole's Lawrence.
El Orans, truly for some men, nothing is written unless they write it.
Not L. Lawrence. Just Lawrence.
L. Lawrence is better.
Famed German conductor Kurt Masur died at 88 this year. He was an East German loyalist, even receiving the National Prize of East Germany in 1982. He was a professor at the Leipzig Academy of Music and helped negotiate an end to a confrontation between East German security forces and demonstrators in Leipzig. After German reunification, Masur went on to become the music director of the New York Philharmonic, known for his recordings of Brahms. The country music world lost its great lady, Lynn Anderson, in Nashville at the age of 67.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
She was best known for the hit I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, but she was also a skilled equestrian who used horse therapy to help others. Late in life, she acknowledged a lifelong struggle with alcohol.
Forward yesterday makes me want to stay.
Drugs claimed the life of Stone Temple Pilots lead singer Scott Weiland at 48. He enthralled fans in life, but his ex-wife Mary Forsberg Weiland implored them not to glorify his death, saying the couple's two children lost their father to drug use years before he actually died. Oliver Sacks tried to figure out why humans do what they do. He was the neurologist who studied the brain and wrote about his own face blindness, the inability to recognize faces, and the cancer that took him at 82.
Jazz saxophonist and composer Randolph Dinard Ornette Coleman also left us. He was on the cutting edge of the free jazz movement. And Riley B. King, better known as B.B. He was born on a cotton plantation in rural Mississippi, the son of sharecroppers, and became one of the most influential blues guitarists of all time. He died at 89, and yeah, the thrill is gone. This is just a partial list of notable deaths in 2015. We know from many there were old acquaintances who shall not be forgot as well. We lift a cup of kindness to them all. It's Here and Now.
Someday.